you at the end of the storm. I'm crashing down the gates of your room. See me looking quick the other way. There's no one else and not another day. I can see the sky beneath the sun. There is only one place you can be. See me looking clear behind your smile. I knew what you were thinking all the while. See me skipping waves with the tide. Try to find a place where you can hide. The day you will appear in the sun. The dawn is dressed in white and now is one. The mystery of life now is calling and waking the world from its sleep. But you do not wait, no, you it's calling. In vain do I stand here and me. If you feel what I already know, is there any place for me to go? I knew you when you were only three. A sweeter creature there will never be. I have been in love with you since then, but now I see the way it's gonna be. You will always be that little girl, but now I'm gonna lose my very world. If you leave, then I won't even care. Tell me no and I'll just call it fair. If you go, then please don't make it fall. There's no one else from here running to Mars. When I kiss your lips, I taste the warm. I'll hold you in my arms and make you mine. When I kiss your lips, I taste the warm. I'll hold you in my arms and make you mine.
I would like to point out at this moment in time that I and oneself are probably very outsane, and given as many different possible ways of interpreting one's mysterious existence, this is less than obnoxious. And so, now we have established the real connection between thou, the listener, and me, the speaker, I would like to discuss something with you. It's a simple matter, it's not complicated, but it's something I feel compelled to remind you of. I suggest discussing and thinking and visualizing the cream horn. I hope you understand what a cream horn might be. So, this is a little text in praise of the grotesque. And being grotesque myself, I like to think it's about loving each other. So, love me if you can, because I'm determined to find a way to be close to you. There are those of us who make a bitter pretense of loving. We pretend we are loving life, whilst suffering the deepest torment and anguish at sharing any moment with the sentimental herd. Sauntering stupefaction is our lot, a shadowless existence illuminated by altruistic horrors of charity and compassion. We are homely and disfigured by the sheer intensity of our hideous impulses. Our greatest achievements validated by their degree of monstrosity. We are as deformed as the compassionate wrath of your wild God, and we are marred only by the curdling curse of remaining still human despite our most cruel efforts. There can be no kindness within our emotions, no hesitation in our violence, no joy in the blessings or wonders of nature. We are foul, loathsome, offensive, repugnant, and harsh. We are the ugliness. We are the awkward, the disgraceful. We are the ugliness. This enchanted.
through the pits, opening doors. If I overdo it, then fingers stand down. Then we're gonna snap our fingers.
Snap our fingers!
Then we're sure to kill that rat. And then we'll snap our fingers.
Snap our fingers. Snap our fingers. Snap our fingers. Snap our fingers.
Snap your fingers to the bone.